This week, Elon Musk warned that it's going to be a challenging year for Tesla, that the macro environment is going to be difficult for at least the next 12 months. He said that no company is immune, and that he expects a year of difficulty globally for everyone. Of course, he thinks Tesla will be in an extremely good position once the global economy turns around. He said that long-term investors will do extremely well. We all know that when Elon speaks, investors listen. In the past, he's hinted at things. Once he tweeted that the stock is too high, that caused the stock to crash. But this time, he was talking directly to investors at the annual Tesla shareholders meeting. So, is it a warning to hold tight and wait for the macroeconomic tide to turn before buying Tesla shares? Or is now the perfect time to buy? Today on Dumb Money, we're going to dive in to what Elon said and read between the lines to decide if we're going to buy more Tesla now, or if now is the time to panic.
You're listening to the Dumb Money Live podcast.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there, Dave here along with Chris and Jordan. We are Dumb Money. Welcome to Dumb Money Live. Let's help the almighty algorithm know that we're on. It does just take a quick tap, a smash, if you will, to the like button. Chris, Jordan, Elon made a few headlines at the shareholder meeting this week and also during the CNBC interview. I do want to talk about some of those highlights. Most of those, by the way, seemed to me like Elon was just kind of making stuff up as he went along, making decisions on the fly and not a part of any kind of planned remarks. The big one, he said that they're going to try advertising a little and see how it goes. But they also said that Tesla's going to put webcams on cobalt mines to ensure that no child labor exploitation is happening. He again teased the two unannounced vehicles and predicted that they're going to make 5 million of those per year. He also predicted that people will want robots. They're going to want more than one per person. He thinks that they might make 10 to 20 billion Optimus robots, way more than they will make cars. He said he is confident in that prediction and that the majority of Tesla's long-term value is going to be in Optimus robots. A lot to digest there, but it really comes down to, is now the time to buy Tesla, or are we in for a year of pain?
Dave, I have this recurring nightmare, and it's that I wake up in 5 years and I tried to time Tesla, which is exactly what I'm doing right now, and I missed the window, and I'm not in Tesla, and Tesla is one of the world's largest humanoid AI companies, and I am kicking myself to try to get the stock 20 or 30%, you know, cheaper. Yeah. Like, it just, that's my biggest nightmare, man.
Well, I mean, it's way cheaper than it was, say, in 2021, though, so I mean, I've been in it this whole time. I bought Tesla, have never sold. I rode it way up, rode it way down. I'm still up millions, okay. But it's one of those that I just can never see selling. And even at these, it's back up to what, 175 now? Even at this higher level, I want more.
Here's how I feel about Tesla. I think Tesla is way too expensive for the company it is today and potentially even way too cheap, like much too cheap for the company I think it is likely to become in the next 5 to 10 years. Like, maybe the greatest investment ever for a 5 to 10 year outlook. But right now, in this environment, with the tail risk of the recession coming and like those cars that he has to move the next 12 months, and while he didn't go deep into concerning remarks, just Elon, you know, giving us that tidbit of information about it being a rough year ahead, I think is kind of a look into some tough times. And in my gut, it makes me feel that there will be opportunities in the next 6 to 9 months to get in Tesla cheaper.
What do you think, Jordan? Right now?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's, I love Tesla at, you know, maybe $50 a share.
You said 25 last time, Jordan.
I said I totally stand behind, and that it's a they're an auto manufacturer. They're an you know, maybe an average auto manufacturer.
If Tesla goes to $50 a share, I am financially ruined.
But they look. Maybe sell it before that. I don't know. I don't know what you do. That's not my. I mean, I think you'd be fine, Dave. By the way,
there is massive
money,
but there is massive short-term risk with Tesla.
Oh, I know.
Primarily, I know, because of Elon. Because of he manages all of his companies right on the edge. Right on the edge. It could be something that Elon does personally. It could be something that he is not telling us, that he has been not straightforward about when it comes to financials.
I will tell you, he has told us. He has told us specifically. He told David Faber directly that he is okay losing money for his companies if it means he can't say what he wants to say. He is a free speech proponent, and his own speech trumps profits.
But do you know what that is? That's a short-term that's a short-term risk. That's a short-term problem for Tesla investors.
Yeah.
Oh, and it could be a long-term problem, right? So if he goes off and says the wrong thing, he could potentially upset his base, right? Because we know that he's more.
I think the risk is a little bit more limited, though.
Probably people that purchase Teslas.
I think that people who are going to hear his comments are people who follow him anyway. I think that the thing that really is kind of intriguing to me is that they're going to start advertising Tesla for the first time. And we don't know how widespread that's going to be, but I think that there is a kind of misunderstanding of Tesla. I think that Elon addressed this. People think of Tesla as an expensive car when in fact it is lower cost than the average car price in this country. So if we get the word out, as a Tesla investor, if the word gets out to everyday people that aren't particularly EV fanboys or Tesla fanboys or technology fanboys and girls, I think that just getting the word out could be a huge mover for Tesla. And I think that the limited risk of Elon personally saying something when you have an ad campaign that is saying, that is on brand message. I think that Elon fans are good. Elon is Elon. We like his tweets. Some people don't like his tweets. I think it's great that he says what he wants to say.
I think the whole marketing thing is something that's been pushed by his followers aggressively. He listened to them. He's going to try it. But I kind of feel like Elon is right in not doing so much marketing to date. I think that the degree of exposure, branding, and marketing that Tesla has had without traditional marketing has been just insanely large. I don't think people misunderstand Tesla all that much. I think anyone looking to get an EV is out there assessing a Tesla versus other EVs. I don't think there's that much misunderstanding in the marketplace. I think
people who are already looking to get an EV, I think you're right about people looking to get an EV, but I think that there are a lot of people who would never consider an EV because it sounds inconvenient. You're going to have to install
it. I think it is inconvenient for a lot of people. I think EVs today are inconvenient for some people.
I think for the most people, they're actually very convenient. So that's where we differ. I think they do make a great product if you have a garage, right? And you go to work every day, then I think it's a super convenient car to use, right? And then if you go on the occasional road trip, like let's say you do one road trip a year, you rent a gas vehicle, right? It's not that big of a deal. You don't mile up your Tesla. But for your average daily user, you never have to go to the gas station again. It's amazing. You just park, you plug it in, and you forget about it, right?
And even if you don't like it, I was thinking about this. If you live in an apartment and can't install a charger yourself, and they only have 5 for the entire complex, right? That's inconvenient. But I feel like that is going to be a thing that changes over time. And if you live in an apartment and don't commute very far, you just plug it into a normal house electric outlet. It charges like 3 miles an hour or something. And if you just go 20 minutes to work and back, you're not gonna have any problems.
here's the problem and the opportunity with Tesla. We're sitting here talking about EVs and cars, and that is not the opportunity for Tesla. Like, cars bore the hell out of me, okay? What is going to send this stock to the moon at some point in the future is when Tesla finally gets the AI bump that I think it deserves.
You're listening to the Dumb Money Live podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So this last week, Amazon gained $150 billion of market cap due to an AI bump because people realize that they're going to put AI into the Amazon search engine for products. Insane. The Tesla AI bump that is going to happen, I think, at some point in the next 12 months, essentially is all about, one, yes, the kind of perimeter use cases in EV, which, by the way, is actually pretty massive if we eventually do get full self-driving and robo-taxis in the next 5 to 10 years. I don't think it's going to happen in the next 5, but the next 5 to 10. If that happens and Tesla maintains that front-runner position with the amount of data they have and AI, that is like not just a multi-trillion dollar industry. I mean, that literally is one of the largest industries in the world right there. But bigger than that, way bigger than that, something that is so big that there's not a single investor that's really talking about this is the humanoid robotics industry that Tesla, and we're invested in a competitor to Tesla in this industry segment that I think is going to do really well. But Tesla's humanoid has the potential, I think, to be magnitudes larger than their entire automotive business, okay? And when people start to realize that, this stock could heat up so fast, okay, that like I have nightmares about missing that stock move, because this is something that I have been intuitively aware of for the last year, and their humanoid doesn't look that impressive today, but fast forward 12 months, okay, 18 months, think about the way Elon has pumped a boring automotive product. Honestly, because I know Teslas are cool for a car, but cars in general are not even a thousandth as cool as humanoids, okay? So think about matching Elon Musk with real humanoids that are coming to every manufacturer, logistics company, and eventually every home in the world. When you blend those two worlds with Elon's personality, his ability to pump, okay, with an industry category that could theoretically be the biggest industry the world has ever seen, that excites me about Tesla. And that's the story I think people just are missing completely here, right?
I think the deal is that they're an overpriced auto manufacturer, right? And they might come out with humanoids one day.
No, they will. Jordan, we know.
And we don't know when. I think they will. We've already seen a proof of concept, and every single time they show it, it's doing something that it wasn't capable of doing the month prior. So it's like they're definitely coming out with Optimus. And I think that, Chris, your prediction isn't any different than what Elon is saying. Elon has said, this is my company, and we are going to be bigger in robots than we are in cars. I don't even think that's a wild prediction. That is just the normal like expectation at this point.
Okay, but here's the thing. Right now, today, Elon does not have a humanoid that is meaningfully better than the other humanoids. So he's not really, doesn't have the capacity to pump. But imagine in 12 months when they end up making their tweaks and they start to accelerate their humanoid program. Imagine when he has something that he's truly proud of. Imagine what Elon is going to do to this stock market when he has a humanoid that he is really proud of. He is going to raise so much money to do whatever it takes to have humanoid manufacturing facilities in on every continent of Earth. He is if we thought we saw peak Elon, we have not even gotten close to peak Elon through Tesla, through SpaceX, through Twitter. Peak Elon is going to be humanoid. Okay, that the humanoid is what's going to bring peak Elon. And I am
not just
I am not, not going to miss.
I mean, the robots are coming. We know the robots are coming, but I just want to put this comment up. Why do people keep saying it's a car company? It is an insurance company. They have their insurance product that's tied to the car is amazing. The home storage and grid storage. They are an energy company at their core, and they're also an AI company, and eventually they're going to be a robot company. It's to me, it's like, I cannot imagine this not being the biggest holding in my portfolio. But the question is, buy more now or try to time it and think it's going down to 50 like Jordan thinks.
You know what excites me, Dave? The fact that when people say this is not a car company and they start listing other industries that are so minuscule to the humanoid industry that's coming, like the fact
and
that
it's compared to, you know, what they actually, you know, the bulk of their revenue is a car company. They're a car company.
Okay. So Jordan, now I want to ask you something right now.
Cars.
So we all know what the power of the phone, right? And of the smartphone, right? Like I can't show you mine because it's like propped up here. So we know what that did for Apple, okay? We also know that move forward 15 years, it's not going to be the phone. It's going to be a couple other things. I am confident that every human on Earth is going to dream about owning a humanoid the way that I dreamt about owning a car when I was a kid, okay? I know that kids of the next generation are not going to be dreaming about their car. They're going to be dreaming about having their own humanoid to literally do everything, and I mean everything, that they don't want to do in life, from laundry to literally everything, guys. Like, the humanoid is going to become... Remember when the iPhone was a status symbol, guys? Remember when this was a status symbol? Could you even imagine how much of a status symbol a humanoid is going to be?
Yeah. Like, the real status is having two. I don't want one humanoid. That's nothing. I want two.
You want a posse. You want to be able to
get three
and have your robot posse with you.
Totally. If Elon is predicting that most people are going to want two, I want three. I want maybe four. I'm going to have them just like running around doing all sorts of stuff.
Well, you don't have to worry about getting beat up on the
street. On a puppet show.
You just have your posse there, right? And they're your protection.
Dude, it's going to be my crew.
Absolutely. I want them for protection. I want that. By the way, we cannot hide.
You can't even imagine it. Once everybody has their own bodyguard humanoid robot, I mean, their robots are going to be fighting each other in the street. It's going to be a whole post-apocalyptic world. I can't wait.
Guys, we cannot hire security guards at my restaurant. We want to have four security guards every Friday and Saturday night, and we physically cannot. They just don't show up. We've tried multiple services. Like, if we just had the humanoid security guard, I would be the first customer, the very first customer. I would easily spend $60,000, $70,000, $80,000. We know they're going to be half that price, right? But easily to get security guard robo guy. And have maybe one human and three or four humanoid security guards at my restaurant would be absolutely amazing. Just
yeah, absolutely. Eventually, like right now, they're so shaky that when they try to pick something up, they, you know, just can barely put it in a box or something. But eventually, we know that all of those problems are going to be solved. They're going to be silky smooth, and they're going to be able to do whatever you want them to do. But Chris, I do have a question.
Yeah.
Are you a humanoid? Or have you been mean to the AI? Because your internet connection, I don't know if it's coming through like this for everyone else, but your internet connection is choppy and laggy and freezing. Oh, man. I mean, I can still hear you pretty well. So I haven't said anything yet, but I just, are you plugged in? Are you?
Guys, am I, give us some comments. Am I shaky for you guys? I don't know.
Are you on DSL, Chris?
I think he's on dial-up.
Oh, I know what I did. I connected to Hardwire, Dave, but I disconnected my Wi-Fi, so I'm on a Wi. You want me to try to connect here? Let me see if I might drop off and come back on. Let's see.
I mean, you'll probably drop off, but that's fine. I think we've heard enough from you.
wait, wait,
I think I've said everything I need to say about this too. Jordan, what are you doing? Because I think you're the most like conservative like investor. You're still in cash and bonds and like making money the old-fashioned way. I'm just
stocks. I'm like 50% in stocks right now.
But what about Tesla stock? Do you own any?
Any Tesla.
Didn't you own it and sold it when it was at its high?
2 days or something right before the pandemic, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. And I still think it's ridiculous. I think that they've come a long way since then, but I think that they've yet to, you know, I think there's promises that they've made that they haven't fulfilled yet. But I think it's still in a mild bubble.
Better.
I think it's gotten better, right? So I think it's more attractive now, obviously, than it was a year and a half ago. I think I'd buy it sub 100, maybe.
But do you really think it's going sub 100? Are you willing to take that risk of missing? Like, wouldn't you just buy it now and then?
Right. So if it goes to $1,000, I'm like, I'd be super happy for you, Dave. Because at that point, I've got stuff will do well too. Like my NVIDIA will do well, or whatever that I happen to be in will do fine.
I have to be in Tesla long term. I have to be in Tesla long term. I knew
in it now.
I see it.
I know that you've been waiting to try to pounce on some, and you hate that it keeps going up. Are you in it at all,
Dave? No, I'm not in it at all right now. So Dave, you just said okay, the humanoids right now are like. You know, they're not there. They're just not there yet. But that's what's so great. This is when if they were there, we'd be talking about Tesla at 500-600, right? Like,
yeah. Chris, if this was 175, you can get in right now. 174.50. It's your.
Here's what I like, and I know I keep going back to the same thing. Once the humanoid hype hits and the AI, once they get their AI bump, it doesn't have to be rational. The valuation doesn't have to be rational. Look at NVIDIA, okay? So let's look at NVIDIA as a case study. NVIDIA valuations right now are so out of whack for the company we see today, even the visibility we see over the next year or two.
You're listening to the Dumb Money Live podcast.
You don't think 70 times sales is a fair value for NVIDIA?
Okay, but Jordan, here's the thing. It is the closest thing we have to a pure play on the engine that's going to run artificial intelligence for Earth, okay? For every company on Earth the next 20 years. And so people just have to be in it. Once we put the pieces together on the potential of humanoids on Earth for the next 20 years, once people come to the realization that every human on Earth is going to desperately want to own two humanoids, and we realize that Tesla is in the pole position to be the leading humanoid company on Earth, people aren't going to care about valuation. They're just
going to
have to own it, right?
You're right.
So, humanoids, I think,
how quickly do you think humanoids could be? Because we know if you ask Elon, it's going to be next year. But he's been saying next year. That's his go-to is everything's next year because it's always true because he can always say it again.
We don't have to rely on Elon for this. We know we are invested in a top five humanoid company that's private, and we know that they are in production and planning to ship humanoids to their first logistics clients in the first half of 2024. We also know that the company we're invested in appears to be ahead of Tesla, probably by a full year in terms of their humanoid development, but Tesla has way more money, has way more capacity to move quicker. And I think over the next 12 months, they are going to close that gap. And honestly, although I'd hate to say it, probably move ahead of both the company we're invested in as well as other humanoid companies. So,
Chris,
I think the company
that we're invested in is, at the time we invested, they were probably a year ahead of Tesla. But Tesla is ramping fast. When we invested, the Optimus was not able to do very much. Now, like, do you see it tapping on an egg and not breaking it?
Yeah, I mean, guys,
that has real world implications.
It's still being controlled by, it's like a person doing that, right? And it's just transmitting the human motion to the robotic motion, right?
Correct.
And each of the dinner by showing it once.
Yeah. We have been told by industry insiders, not at Tesla, that humanoid innovation and development is accelerating at such a rapid pace. The costs are coming down so quickly. The ability, and this is all prior to this last AI jump that we had a few months ago, right? So now just imagine when they start to overlay the AI innovation that we've seen in the last few months on top of the mechanical innovation that our developers have been telling us about with humanoids. This is going to be one of the most exciting sectors we have ever seen, ever, as investors, right? So like, if you're not thinking about this right now, you're not understanding. You're not understanding how big of a sector this is, because the only crazy people that are talking about are people like Elon and like just some people that are out there related to Tesla are talking about how big this can be. But it should be the primary story. It should be the number one thing we're talking about when we talk about Elon Musk.
Bottom line, I am heavily in Tesla, would love to buy more, but it just doesn't make sense from an asset allocation standpoint. I'm way overbought on Tesla. Jordan is looking to get in if it drops to 100. It used to be 25, sometimes 50, now it's 100.
Sub 100.
Chris, what is your plan?
My plan is to dollar cost average into Tesla over the next year. I think Tesla will probably have better price points to get in over the next year than today, but I don't know that. I don't have a high degree of confidence because, you know, these Tesla investors, they're pretty wacky and they could drive the price up for any random reason, right? I do think that Elon, having spoken this last week, given the interview, I feel like he kind of leaked as much as he's capable of leaking for the time being. So I would imagine we'll probably have a few months of like not so exciting information about Tesla, and maybe some of the negative stuff related to the recession and the economy will start to weigh down Tesla. That's what I hope happens to give me a better price point. All right. But like, I must be in Tesla. I will be in Tesla. I know I haven't been the biggest Tesla bull over the past few years, but believe me, when it comes to Tesla and humanoids, I will make prior Tesla bulls look like they won't even be considered. I will literally become the biggest Tesla fanboy once I start to see Elon do what I think he's going to do with the Tesla humanoid. Okay, like, because
you're gonna dollar cost average instead of YOLOing the audience.
I'm gonna dollar cost average, I would say, over the next 12 months.
We didn't even mention Cybertruck, because that's kind of a done deal. We know it's shipping this year, and it's going to be
Cybertruck.
A minor number of units delivered, right?
Surround car.
The only thing I care about as it relates to Tesla Automotive is them eventually getting their full self-driving over the finish line, while the industry is able to get government regulation over the finish line, which actually might be more important than Tesla getting full self-driving over the finish line. Because once those two things happen, I think Tesla's efficiency in production and manufacturing will likely put it in the pole position to be the number one robo-taxi company in the world. Not in the next 5 years, but in the next 5 to 15 years. And that will get me excited about Tesla's automotive product. And that's the only thing that will excite me about Tesla's automotive product. So I actually think humanoids are going to happen before that happens. So I think it's humanoid first, full self-driving robo-taxis second. For Tesla.
Do those humanoid robots know how to drive? Could they monitor the full self-driving monitorment? All right, that's going to do over this one. That is what we have on this. We are Dumb Money. Be sure you smash the like button on your way out, and we will see you next week. Huh.